This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fix bayonets, my friends. It's the InfoWar, close quarters combat. Your inaction is the enemy's victory. Your action is our victory. All right, I want to play part of the Project Veritas report because it's so huge, breaking. Facebook whistleblowers exposed leaked internal docs detailing new effort to secretly censor vaccine concerns on a global scale, including medical doctors, scientists, world leaders, members of the Australian Parliament, saying we shouldn't have forced inoculation. You can't say that. You're elected. You can't have an opinion. Shut up. And then it's secret, and they deny it's going on. So here's a few minutes of that, then I'm going to come back with the big enchilada, where the scientific dictatorship thinks they're taking us, and why they're doing it, and how we can stop them. But here it is.
We have just obtained multiple leaked documents from inside Facebook, this time detailing a plan to curb, quote, vaccine hesitancy on a global scale. It was so concerning, it brought us not one, but two whistleblowers from inside Facebook who are ready to speak out on what this means for free speech and public discourse on their own platform.
To do something when it comes time to standing up for a world I want my children to live in. I don't want to leave them a world to where they don't have these liberties. Facebook uses classifiers in their algorithms to determine certain content to be what they call vaccine hesitant. What they call it, vaccine hesitancy, and without the user's knowledge, they assign a score to these comments. It's called the VH score, the vaccine hesitancy score. And based on that score, we'll demote or leave the comment alone, depending on the content within the comment. So those are the main document, along with all the attachments and stuff that goes with it. So basically, when they write this algorithm, it goes through Facebook content, and it looks for certain keywords that are related to vaccination or, you know, not getting a vaccine, stuff like that. And it gives it a score, and the VA score means vaccine hesitancy, which is defined as being hesitant to get a vaccine, but not just like, well, I don't know, it's I saw a study that said that someone died that got the vaccine. That's vaccine hesitancy.
This is all a beta test.
Right.
And how big is this beta test?
They refer to the test size as 1.5%. I'm not exactly which pool that pulls from. But I think it's comments on authoritative health pages.
Why do we believe they've already rolled this out?
In one slideshow that they have, they call it their weekly progress tracker.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually lay all this out in a chart, and you can see, you can look at the slides, they go by date. So we've got here, COVID-19 vaccine safety and efficacy, global, currently global, 13 languages, Facebook plus Instagram. COVID-19 vaccine, global, currently global, 66 languages. And the very first thing that brought me to the conclusion that they wanted to do this globally is they were developing it in, like, you know, as many languages as they can get their hands on.
So this is like a product launch almost.
Yeah. In their last quarterly report, they reported 2.79 billion people on Earth use some kind of Facebook app.
Who makes these decisions?
For this year, Amit Ball, he's a research scientist for the core data science team at Facebook. He also works in health integrity. Everyone who works on this project works in health integrity. And currently, this is the experiment launch post. As you can see, this is on April 16th. This is 2021. That's why there's no year there, because it's this year. And Hendrik Townley is one of the software engineers that worked on this. It was him and two other software engineers. And then Amit Ball wrote the actual classifier itself. I'm sure he had like a team of developers, but he is considered the one who wrote it.
So Amit Ball works for Udi Weisenberg, who works for Nicholas Steer. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
And that person works for Danny Ferrante. And that person works for Javier Olivian, and Javier Olivian reports directly to Mark Zuckerberg. This kind of censorship sounds similar to shadow banning, when users are unaware their posts can't be seen, a term one of our own investigations coined when exposing Twitter just a few years ago. But this time, we're exposing Facebook and Instagram's methods to quash an entire side of a conversation, arguably one of the most pressing issues of the day. According to these documents, Facebook tiers users 0 to 5 and a score 0 to 1. Can you talk a little about this tier system?
Okay, so basically this is what they're using to structure how they're going to judge this content on a scale to how vaccine hesitant it actually is, or if it's explicitly discouraging. In my opinion, the main reason why they built this was for the human, what they call raters. so that they can use this as a reference when they... So if the algorithm can't make a decision on a certain post, it'll send it to a human rater. And then the human rater looks at it, and they will make a decision on whether or not it's vaccine hesitant.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostagard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Dazzle, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it. Ha ha!
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I said I was going to get to this hour, but then James O'Keefe was a segment and a half late because of traffic. I totally understand. And so we went ahead and covered a lot of that news last hour, but I need to get into it this hour. So thanks for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. First off, the speed of the tyranny, the coordinatedness of it, and watching the big mega banks and the big mega box stores and Amazon and Google and Apple double and triple profits while they bankrupt everybody. And while the general public sits there and thinks, I got a few months off free, I'm getting a free lunch, while a post-human world is being set up. And this is like the first blow of a wrecking ball bringing down a building. And we're inside the building and they're like, hey, take off for the day. Play cards, solitaire in there, while we knock the building down around you. And people are like, I wonder why everything costs so much more. I wonder why my power keeps going off. Because there's less people working with more money being printed. More money, less items, more scarcity. And when you get a technocracy with these big AI computers basically running every industry and flash trading and instant trading and all the algorithms that Bloomberg and others have, siphoning billions an hour out of the stock market to themselves, they've taken the world over through fractional reserve banking and through all the stock market insider trading, and they've had hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of fake money to buy everybody off. And what people don't get is they didn't just want control of the planet so they'd have the biggest 400-foot yacht. They wanted control of the planet to be able to act like gods and dictate how we live our lives if we're allowed to live. And that's their own words. And so they've gone from this all being in white papers and textbooks and, you know, very low-circulation books that these, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski and people like Klaus Schwab would write in the past, and John P. Holdren and the rest of them, David Rockefeller, Club of Rome documents, secret documents. I was given a whole bunch of archived secret documents out of the Bilderberg Group, out of the Senate archives. I pulled up the motorcycle in Virginia when I was covering Bilderberg there and just said, here, have this. And it was all how in the 60s the Bilderberg Group took over the U.S. unions for the deindustrialization project and explaining why they were going to deindustrialize the U.S. And we published them on InfoWars, and no one even cared. Just total smoking gun, destruction, how they were going to deindustrialize the U.S. so they could control us, how they'd tell us we were going to be a service economy, and then finally take the service economy as well away. But, I mean, who cares about total smoking gun? It's like if you were jogging down the side of a country road and you saw a little dog running along, and the dog ran up to you, and you tried to pet the dog, and the dog had a little note tacked on its collar. You pulled the note off and said, "Help me, I'm being held in a farmhouse near here, not sure which one. My name's whatever little girl's name is." And so you would call the police and say, "Is there a little girl missing?" "Well, yeah, she's been missing a month." "Oh, my God, dogs, police, helicopters, boom, checking all the farmhouses. How far can a dog go?" And boom, they find the girl in the basement with the pedophile, and they save her. You know, that's having a smoking gun. That's like having that emergency letter. But this isn't even like that. This is, yeah, there I am at Bilderberg. That was Bilderberg in the UK. We had like 5,000 people show up protesting him. That was crazy. But just imagine that this is all going on, and I'm sitting here upset telling people. Because it's not like some little dog had a note pinned on it, you know, hypothetically the little girl. I just thought up that analogy in my head. It's not from a movie I've seen. Puts a note on the dog, and the dog, you know, somehow the dog gets out, and, you know, a human finds the dog and gets the note. I'm sitting here watching them roll it all out and say they want to reduce humans down to zero and say they're going to merge the machines and become gods. And I'm just asking people, whether you're a farmer or a rancher or an auto mechanic or a police officer or a school teacher or a bureaucrat or a scientist or a nurse or a chiropractor, black, white, old, young, all this interesting news. And boy, I got a lot of interesting news here. It's interesting when you understand how the globalists are manipulating it, what their agenda is. You can see their fingerprints on it. You can understand how they use crises that they didn't create to get more power, how they create crises. And, I mean, it's super interesting to have the overt white supremacy, socially unacceptable stuff written up by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL now being taught in more than 20 states. This particular one is from Maryland and Virginia. And it says fathers are a form of covert white supremacy. It says parental. Parental. Just parental. Right here it says parental. I'm going to cover that later. Here, just zoom in over here, guys. Right here is the zoom in area. So think about that. And you're like, well, that sounds crazy. Well, no, it's not crazy. They're getting rid of who would protect the family. Parentalism. I mean, parentalism isn't just supporting a father. It's supporting parents. Parentalism is believing in the nuclear family. And it says that's racist. What does Black Lives Matter say? Set up by Soros. It says our main mission is to get rid of the nuclear family, that they say is hateful and bad, and to help black men transition to being women. That sounds like what your friends would want, doesn't it? We don't want you to have a family, and we want your men's testicles. I mean, again, I would expect if aliens landed and we're going to let any of us survive, that's what they say. We are here for you. Now your men will be castrated. Of course, you know, when the Arabs took over Africa, in different parts of it in the last 3,000 years, there was a lot of different Arabic expeditions into Africa. Arabs took over most of North Africa. That what they did to black men that they didn't kill was chop their testicles off. So I don't know who first said it, because it's been said so much no one knows who first said it. Some say Ptolemy first said it, but there's nothing new under the sun. And if you're going to convince people to not have a father in the home and to have your son's testicles removed, you got to have it with fanfare. Woo! And Bruce Jenner. And yeah, man, it's woo, woo, woo. Like Ric Flair is like, woo, woo. I'm saying he's actually supporting him. Might as well have Ric Flair up there, you know. Or if Ric Flair doesn't support that. But it's like, Paul Swamp, you want to eat bugs? You want to drink sewage and swamp reeds? And we will feed the plants with human bodies. And now he said that 5 years ago in German, but also in English. And you will have chip in your brain. I will tell you. I will control you. And she says, we, the UN, will control a brain through chip. It's a chip. And then now Oregon and Washington pass laws this year while you're busy on lockdown. To by next it will be no one is allowed to burn a body or bury. Not good. I'm going into like a Chinese accent. I'm from a German one, but it's not good. You need to melt the bodies and feed it to the plants. Soylent Green. People will eat the people. And notice he said it, snap his fingers, now it's the law. You're going to eat the bugs. Ha ha. You're going to like it. You have nothing. You owe nothing.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Humans are amazing. Humans are beautiful. We're also fallen and we can do some really bad things. And there are breakaway, very arrogant, rich elites that want all the science and technology for themselves, want to use us like guinea pigs, and want to cut us out of the future. And if they can build a huge Madison Avenue, Times Square, financial but also visual diversion system while we're busy watching the Kardashians and our whole civilization sinks, and the worst of the worst steal the future. And their global government takeover isn't coming. It's here. We're deep inside world government. They just now are siphoning off our work, our ingenuity, our labor to build their breakaway civilization, and now they want to start introducing the fact that we're non-essential, that we're locked up, and that robots are going to take care of us. We just lay back, and the robots are going to do all the farming, all the ranching, all the medical work, all of the auto parts, all the repairs, all the roofing. You don't need to know any of those skills anymore, even though we've already lost most of our skills. But very quickly, after robots are ubiquitous, every one of them, from the smallest to the largest, are already being weaponized. And it'll just go from there. And that's the plan. But before we can be killed, we've got to be made obsolete, stunned, dumbed down, poisoned. And once that's happened, it's all over. So I don't want to just mention this and have people go, oh, yeah, right. I put this in the Obama deception. And even the New York Times once attacked me for it, if memory serves. And it was one of the big publications. It said, Jones claims that they want to grind up human bodies and put it in compost. That's part of Agenda 21. He's a liar. Well, here it is, AP. Oregon could become the second state to permit human composting. Well, that's what they passed it. So did Washington. Washington State officially begins human composting, New York Post. And then now that everybody did it, oh, now dozens of states are now liquefying dead and spraying biosludge on crops, parks, and playgrounds. Teaching us that we are a commodity. Oh, baby sheep are grown in bio bags now, which is a cloned uterus, heart, and lungs, and liver, and kidneys that doesn't have a body that's in another bag that you feed nutrients into that then produces whatever you want, including human clones. But what they're really doing is cloning human uteruses, but growing them up really large inside cows. That was what they already settled on 50 years ago. You go, really? How do you know that? Oh, I was actually in MIT stuff and other papers that I covered, again, 26 years ago. And boy, did all hell break loose when that happened. I even had once a engineer who actually held patents on things who'd worked for the National Security Agency bring me documents about how the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes had hidden microphones in them. This is before, you know, now they all admit that, before anybody knew it, and how AI was listening and it was beta test. And later his son came to one of my events about 5 years later when I was showing a film. He said, you know, they killed my dad after he gave you that. Oh, just thought I'd throw that out to you. So that's the kind of stuff that goes on when you're not living in La La Land. That's the real world. And there's a thousand things times a thousand they can do. By having the NSA spy on everybody, you're like, why would they hide about a terrorist? It's not for terrorists. It's if you start finding out about a child smuggling operation, they can stop you. Or if another arm of the military police that's compartmentalized finds out, they're always one step ahead of them. Or if there's a trend in something that nobody else knows about, they discover it, steal it from the small company, and give it to the Chinese. That's how it all works. And they've got the general public all mesmerized into believing if they go along with this, they'll be promoted in the global corporate structure. But they won't. You're building your own destruction. You're building your own gallows. Now let's move to this even bigger whopper. Joe Biden tried to tell the truth, but he's so addled and so evil he can't physically tell the truth, even when he tries. Giving a speech today, Joe Biden blames black vaccine hesitancy on Tuskegee Airmen, the first black since the Civil War allowed in combat who did an excellent job. So he blamed black men, some of which had their families injected with syphilis that came out and killed or tortured over long periods of time. It's very painful. Millions were allowed to be infected overall by the tens of thousands that were injected. It wasn't just blacks that got it. It was everybody. And Joe Biden now blames them, the victims, for what happened. You say, well, he's an old man. Yeah, he should be, you know, at a nursing home, not molesting children, not molesting our country anymore. So here he is blaming the very blacks from Alabama, many of them were from there, Tuskegee Airmen, who were victimized with a secret government experiment telling them it was a vaccine for polio when it was syphilis, now blaming them for what they did to him. So even the demon in him just lies so much he can't stop. Here it is.
I asked one person to do nothing but deal with equity, to make sure that we were reaching out into minority communities, which, by the way, and many of the older members of that community had memories of experimentation on black Americans that were not told about, like what happened to the, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen and all those tests.
I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick. Yeah, the Tuskegee Airmen. Like when their souls were leaving their bodies when they died, like Casper the Friendly Ghost. They were sure flying high if you killed them, huh? I've heard them on NPR, like, blacks need to be convinced it's safe. It's totally been tested by the FDA. No one's been hurt. Oh, it was not tested by the FDA. In the secret animal trials, it killed most of the animals. In some cases, all the animals. I have the actual studies now. You're a liar. You're a fraud. It doesn't protect you. That's why they turned down the PCR test for people that are sick after they've had the vaccine to where it shows false negative. But if you haven't had the vaccine, they turn up to 40 cycles to show false positive. If people will just grasp that fraud and then realize everything else is a fraud, everything else is a lie, and arrest Fauci and arrest Gates, just like the Theranos lady got arrested, but is still awaiting trial out on bail. Arrest them all. They're liars. It's open and shut. I can convince a grand jury in 1 hour to indict Bill Gates and Fauci. You can convince them to indict the Theranos lady in 1 hour. And she was indicted. She had a PCR-style test saying to detect cancer. It was all a lie, like Bernie Madoff. Lies, 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 lies! Then they spin it and they go, well, Joe, some say there isn't even a virus at all. Well, when you're lied to this much, I don't blame people for wanting to think that, but it's more complex than that. There is a virus. Here's an example, and after Savannah Hernandez leaves, I'll explain it. I was out there picking tomatoes, tomato plants in my backyard. Didn't notice poison ivy was growing all over it. And I got poison ivy right here, and right here on my wrist. Well, that's not a virus, but it's a chemical that causes an autoimmune response. That's real, even though you can't see it. And viruses are real, too. We'll explain it all when we come back.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Superbell Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, is incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've been seeing a lot of big interviews she's been doing, a lot of breaking news she's been on traveling around the country. Our own Savannah Hernandez joins us in the next hour. I'm opening the phones. We have huge COVID-19 news that's already broken and even bigger stuff that just broke that I'm going to wait till next hour to hit. But it's big, and Fauci's not going to like it. I like watching the walls close in on him, but we're going to break it all down next hour. But Savannah Hernandez is here, and I just wanted to get her on because, again, she's been doing a lot of great interviews, a lot of great analysis, and she also brought up some points that I wasn't even aware of. Wow, Atlanta councilman running for mayor who voted for defund the police measure is dragged down the road and almost killed by kids as young as seven who stole his Mercedes during the day. I mean, this is getting crazy. We've got more on the BLM leader shot in London. They blame it on white people. It was a black gang. We've got so much more. Savannah Hernandez is joining us. She also wants to get into vaccines and TikTok and what's happening there. Savannah, you've been doing a great job. You're doing a great job here, but a great job with the Blaze and Elijah Schaefer and everybody else. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Alex, and thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be back with you here talking about these extremely important subjects.
What, overall, what do you think of Joe Biden? What do you think of the state of the world, him blaming Tuskegee Airmen for the reason blacks won't take vaccines?
Alex, I have never been an anti-vaxxer, but as soon as the government tells me that I have to do something, then I'm going to research it and understand and ask why. And, you know, like you said, too, with Tuskegee, and I talked to so many people about this, the black community specifically has so much hesitancy towards this vaccine because of the way the government has treated that community specifically with vaccinations. And now we're seeing, too, and just with Joe Biden as a whole, I felt like it was hard for me to give political analysis, but now I do my own show 2 times a week just in regards to how badly Joe Biden is doing in regards to our country, in regards to leadership, in regards to the economy, international relations. Take your pick. He's doing an awful job. And more than anything, I think that he's doing an amazing job at red-pilling a lot of people. I know so many Joe Biden voters are immediately regretting their decision, especially every single time they go to the gas pump. So it's quite comical. Unfortunately, we have to live through it too. But Joe Biden is a complete failure, as we all knew he would be. He's not a legitimate president. And this is exactly what I expected and what we have been talking about would happen if he was put into office.
What do you think should end up happening with Biden and Kamala, who's even more unpopular than him with his own voters? She couldn't get half a point during the primaries.
Yeah, nobody likes Kamala Harris. She's a complete joke. She's been lying to us, you know, ever since her failed run for president. I really don't know what's going to happen at this point. I know that nobody appreciates either of their leadership. For example, Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of the open borders crisis that we're currently dealing with. She is still yet to go visit the border. She is a failed leader, just like Joe Biden. And more than anything, what is going to happen is the voters who thought that Donald Trump was a dictator, was so bad and, you know, brought this entire country to ruins, they're actually going to realize and have to live through the reality of what bad Democratic policy and bad leadership actually looks like. Because everything they screamed and cried about that Donald Trump was over the past 4 years is exactly what Joe Biden is, a racist, a dictator, somebody who is pushing medical tyranny on us, taking away our rights and amendments. So now all of these dumb people who decided to vote in Joe Biden are going to actually have to live through what they cried about and thought they were living through over the past 4 years.
Dan Holloway is a former Army Special Operations guy, a great talk show host, business guy, and he was on with us yesterday, and he didn't know, and he's very informed, that Biden had said, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. I was talking to family about a month ago who's also, you know, been in the military and is in business and very informed. They didn't know. You know, we're in an echo chamber as news hounds that we know this stuff, but I started asking people, last night, just random folks at dinner that were coming up shaking my hand, and I said, hey, did you know Joe Biden said immediately surge the border? They go, no, I didn't know that. So that's, I mean, again, people think this is just a crisis. They did this on purpose. They're completing the smuggling process. You spent a lot of time in California and Texas as an InfoWars reporter going into very dangerous places on your own accord. You got a lot of courage. But, I mean, knowing what's happening, it scares me that so many well-informed people don't even know this because a lot of conservatives aren't talking about it.
Exactly, Alex. And honestly, I've been really thinking about this a lot lately. And a lot of times conservatives like to blame liberals or Democrats for the state of our country. But I blame soft conservatives, to be quite honest with you. I blame the conservatives who continue to capitulate to big tech and refuse to talk about issues that are important because they're afraid of angering the wrong person. We have a complete open border at this point. And going back to your point, too, Alex, about how Joe Biden said he was going to give amnesty to 11 million immigrants when he went into office. There was also another news story that came out about how cartels were excited that Joe Biden was in office, that they were going to be making millions off of, you know, bringing people across the border illegally. And we've seen that more and more every single day. I'm actually going to McAllen this weekend to go do some on the ground reporting there at the border because, you know, we're not seeing very much reporting on it. And if we are seeing it, it's getting censored and stifled by big tech. So, you know, now is the time more than ever for conservatives to start taking on controversial topics, to start talking about what's actually going on in this country. And hold Joe Biden's administration responsible, because there are a select few people who are actually going to report on the truth. Of course, InfoWars is one of those places, and I still listen to your show regularly every single day, because going to Twitter, going to the mainstream media and seeing what, you know, the media decides is news that day, that's not what's really going on. And so people need to go to alternative platforms to understand what's actually happening in this country, because
right.
what Twitter deems newsworthy is not what's actually happening.
And again, here's a clip from 8 months ago, right before the election. We need to air this, I guess, every day so people know and use this clip, because they're acting like they're worried about the crisis that they literally called for this to happen. Here it is.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come. I would change the order that the president just changed, saying women who were being beaten and abused could no longer claim that as a reason for asylum.
80% of the women Amnesty International finds trying to make it up here out of Latin America are raped on the way, Savannah.
Yes, and that's an article that we've covered extensively and you have brought up throughout the years, and it's one that always stuck in my mind because, again, being pro-open borders, so many people think that it's this great policy that we're just being loving and we're allowing people to come into the country, but no. And again, too, you know, it's Black Lives Matter. They're crying about George Floyd. Well, guess what? George Floyd died from a fentanyl overdose. Guess what's coming across the border every single day? Large amounts of fentanyl that are killing Americans. Women are being raped at the border. Children are being trafficked. They're drowning in the Rio Grande every single day. And that is what open borders look like. That is what Democrats are not only encouraging in this country.
Well, that's
but
right. They're encouraging massive smuggling. And I see the joke, hey, George Floyd's 1 year drug free. You know, George Floyd is a victim. He shouldn't have used the drug. He shouldn't have been a thug. But that fentanyl being flooded in is totally addicting. And it's a crisis. And the people that allow that, like Biden, are the ones that are really to blame. First off, tell us about all the work you're doing. We're going to come back and get into Black Lives Matter that you want to get into and some crazy stories folks might not have heard about. But you're doing a lot of work, a lot of interviews, a lot of stuff on the ground. Tell us about all things Savannah Hernandez.
So right now I'm doing work right with Slightly Offensive with Elijah Schaefer. So that show comes out twice a week. And then I do my own show twice a week, too. It's called Rapid Fire. I do it on my YouTube channel where I do a lot of political analysis on everything that's going on every single day. I'm going to be doing a lot more on the ground coverage as well of just any rallies and protests that I can find. I'm going to McAllen this weekend to go cover the border. And I want to start getting back out and doing man on the street, specifically on the topic of vaccines, because if you actually go and talk to the average American about their experience or someone they know who got the vaccine, you know, the story is going to be very different than the headlines we're all reading. You guys are playing some of my footage here from January 6th. That was quite an insane day. It's crazy getting to witness this history time and time again. Luckily, there's not too many riots going on around America as of yet. But if they do pop off, then...
Wow, I know you got a lot of footage. You got the amazing, iconic footage we just showed?
Yep, that is my shot. I actually... And you know what, Alex, too? We'll come back from this break and I'll tell you, but it was actually crazy because Instagram deleted all of these clips of the Trump supporters being peaceful, fighting violence, and my Instagram account will be deleted here shortly because of my footage.
Well, Savannah Hernandez is here. And again, tell folks how they find you, how they follow you.
You can follow me on YouTube and on Odyssey, which is YouTube Alternative, at Sav Says, and then you can find me on Gab at Savannah Hernandez, Savannah spelled S-A-V-A-N-A-H-1-N.
All right. Firecracker, the flamethrower. We'll be right back with her on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
The Info War, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Savannah Hernandez, he is with us for this segment, a little short segment. And then I'm going to open the phones up and cover a ton of news, including this huge, I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger news on COVID-19. And Savannah Hernandez is here with us. Before we hit the Black Lives Matter and the Soros developments and the stuff in the UK and the stuff in Georgia that you want to get to, because I want to hear this. What do you make of what's happened with the lab story and the masks not working and the fake PCR test? I mean, everything about this was an organized fraud from the beginning. This wasn't a happenstance accident. They now admit all run out of the UN, all run out of the NIH, all run by Fauci. I mean, this guy is a real James Bond supervillain.
100%. And of course, we all know that, you know, the gain of function research has been one of the biggest stories this week. The fact that COVID did leak out of a lab in Wuhan has been one of the biggest stories this week. But in regards to my own political analysis on them or on this, I felt really clouded and I had to take a step back and understand why. And it's because we've already known all of this. The government has known all of this, and the average American citizen who has been paying attention has known this. And your average person, too, who doesn't really care about politics, has known that the government has been lying to them. So my question overall is, why as a society are we okay with politicians, with corrupt government officials, with these doctors and scientists continuing to lie to us? How much further, how many more times do we need to be lied to as a society for us to stand up and actually make a change and push back? So in regards to the story, it's not surprising in the slightest, but I'm not even focused in on the politicians or the doctors. I'm focused in on the average American who has been so coddled by our society that they now depend on other people to think critically for them, aka the media. The media decided that this was truth this week, even though it was out in November of 2019, and now Americans are deciding, okay, cool. And the Americans who knew it was a lie are like, oh yeah, well, this was reported previously. Okay, well, what's the next step here? When are Americans finally going to get tired of being lied to? When are they going to stand up? When are they going to take back their freedoms? When are they going to take back their information? You know, Alex, this is called InfoWars, and that's such a perfect name for what we are currently living through. It's an information war, and right now with the regulation of big tech, with the media, with the government, and what we are allowed to see and what we're not allowed to see, it's time for people to get angry and actually stand up for their freedoms and for their freedom of thought more specifically.
I totally agree with you. You know, I was reviewing footage. There's 16 hours of it. I told the guys, I said, hey, get a promo together of us in April and May and June. You were there, demonstrations saying, no mask,
yep.
Arrest Bill Gates, arrest Fauci for the Wuhan lab. They're like, well, sir, there's 16 hours. I said, just scan through it, grab a few clips. We're going to have that soon. But, yep. I mean, we were way ahead of this because you're right. The government knows it's all out in the open, and they're never going to get away with this. It's going to end up coming out, and it is coming out.
100%, and I'm glad that it is being exposed, and more than anything, I hope that we continue to see more and more Americans wake up, and we are seeing that right now with the vaccine. So many of my friends who, again, aren't anti-vax, really were not into politics because the government is forcing them to take this experimental vaccine that is not FDA approved. Because they're being forced to do this, this in itself has been a big wake-up to a lot of people. And people are getting angry. They're asking the questions of why are people dying from this? They're asking the question of why is the government trying to hide information and lie to us? So many people are waking up, and it is good to see. I'm glad that these things are coming to light.
Savannah, let's get into Black Lives Matter. Polls show that it's lost, 60-70% of its support from its height in the last few years. But it's a front for the Democrats in deep state, for the UN worldwide, to create racial division. So I mean, it's meant to be destroyed in the end. They'll just have a new puppet organization. But, boy, the attempts by Black Lives Matter to try to create racial division just are ongoing. Because I know you've really been focused on this. What's the latest?
The latest with Black Lives Matter is, again, just the hilarious hypocrisy of one Patrice Cooler's owning, you know, three multi-million dollar mansions while advocating for Marxism. We had another council member now who was advocating for defunding the police. He was carjacked in broad daylight. We had the BLM leader in London who was shot by black men. So all of the Black Lives Matter leaders who perpetuated this racist movement, these domestic terrorists who are allowed to run rampant and destroy America over the past couple of years, you know, BLM a year later, we're really seeing the reality of their ideologies and what they really advocate for and push for. And that's crime. That's racism. That is, you know, rules for thee, but not for me type of mentality and ideology. So in regards to this, Black Lives Matter is dying off right now. They're useless right now in regards to like the Democratic Party and the political space that we're in. So they're losing their energy right now. They're not really doing much. And it's just funny now to see all of these stories come out of how they're being affected by the bad policies that they pushed on everyone else.
And the weirdest part is all the weird, crazy white people trying to lead Black Lives Matter to attack white people. It's bizarre.
100%. There was a White Lives Matter here, or a rally here in Fort Worth, and it was just one girl holding up a White Victims Matter sign. And, of course, 20 Black Lives Matter members came up to come attack her. And it's just so pathetic because it was white people there, too, who didn't know I was a conservative. So I went up to them and I said, will you apologize for the crimes of your past race? And they were like, yes, 100%, of course I will. And I was like, are you ashamed to be white? And they're like, yes, sometimes. And then, you know, at the end, I ended up bullhorning them and saying that it was pathetic that they were apologizing for their skin color, and they got really upset. But I was like, no, the upsetting thing is that we have conditioned white people in this country now to think that their skin color is bad and to think that they're racist because of the way that they were born. So, again, domestic terrorist organization, they're losing energy. Antifa's losing energy as well. And these are just weak people.
I'm sure you've seen this, Savannah, but the overt white supremacy chart being used by at least 20 states, the version I have is from Maryland and Virginia here. It says lynching is the worst type and is everywhere, even though lynching is basically non-existent. Swastikas, hate crimes, KKK, the N-word, racial slurs, racist jokes. Really, I thought giving people deadly vaccines was the big thing, or giving them syphilis. But you'll see Tuskegee experiment up here with the real racist stuff. And then down here it says parentalism, which means believing in a family, believing in a mother and father. That is racism. And you know, English-only initiatives. They just throw all this in there. Or telling jokes, not challenging racist, white savior complex, trying to help people in general. What the hell do you make of this? So first they define Nazis, and then they define everything else in the universe as evil so that the leftist cult can control reality.
Yeah, Alex, for years you've been talking about the decline of our society and just the decay of the traditional family and traditional values. And that's exactly what this is right here. They know exactly what they're pushing with these ideologies, with calling, again, just success in the workplace a racist thing. I get so tired of all of these graphs saying that being successful, that being articulate is linked to whiteness. No, why can't minority groups be successful either? The media is telling all of these minority groups and all of these minority communities that success or the traditional family or traditional values is linked to whiteness and is therefore racist. But what they're really teaching these minority communities is how to not be successful in life, how to not thrive in life.
Well, that's the plan. The whole lockdowns, being non-essential, handing out Play-Doh if people's feelings are hurt in college and coloring books is about arresting development and keeping people on a plantation.
Exactly, Alex, and that's the craziest thing about all of this. It's like you've been talking about it for years, and we're seeing it time and time again. I get so tired of even reporting on the racial news and trying to keep up with it because it's all pointless, useless, and it's a huge distraction from the fact that hundreds of thousands of people are dying from this experimental vaccine. Like, that's the big picture here. The media wants us focused on these racially divisive things, and of course it is a key factor in the destruction of our country and the destruction of the nuclear family. But it's like the more racial nonsense that I see pushed, the more I realize that they're trying to distract us from the fact that the government is corrupt, that they're printing trillions and trillions of dollars, further inflating our dollar and destroying our economy. They're pushing this experimental vaccine on people, killing children, killing mothers, killing brothers, killing, family members. That's what's really going on in society, but they want everyone focused in on racism because it's the easiest way to keep people divided. And once the government knows that once the people come together against the corrupt government and they realize that the corrupt government is the greatest threat to all of humanity. Once the masses rise up and they push back against that, they're going to have a big problem, which is why they continue to keep us divided with racism.
When you talk about the death, they've got like 5,000 dead in the U.S. reporting system. They think maybe one out of 50 to one out of 100 is being reported, so that's probably 100,000 or something. And then the same things in Europe. It's 10, 15 times any previous reporting level of people dying, and then models are dying, and young people are dying, and now teenagers that are taking it are dying, and they're having heart attacks and strokes like the day of or the day after. I mean, this is serious. And then we have the studies showing that previous animal studies with SARS or COVID vaccines did cause blood clots because your body attacks protein that's in your arteries.
Alex, I have an uncle who was immunocompromised, and he got his second Moderna shot. He has been on oxygen for the past month, and he's now on disability and can no longer go to work because of how badly it affects
him. Savannah, I didn't know that. Stay there. We're going to come back in the next hour and have you tell that story. Wow, Savannah Hernandez here with us. She's doing a great job out there as an amazing person with all of her reports. Be sure and follow all that. We're going to start the third hour right now. Don't forget, we have store-wide free shipping that funds our operation at InfoWarsStore.com through Memorial Day. Store-wide free shipping is back with double Patriot points at DNA Force Plus is back.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, urban Global Health Alliance, Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.